4:17, time for Sarah's Wiki Corner. Sarah looks really beautiful. Hello, Sarah.
Hello.
Hello, what are we learning about today on your Wiki Corner
thing? Well, we are continuing our theme week on First Ladies, and today we're talking about Frances Folsom Cleveland.
Oh, Cleveland.
Cleveland, yes.
Yeah, I see you here. Okay.
So she was the First Lady from 1886 to 1889, and again from 1893 until 1897, as the wife of President Grover Cleveland.
Yes.
She is the only First Lady in U.S. history to have served in the role during two non-consecutive terms.
There she is.
Yeah. Born in Buffalo.
Oh, just down the road.
Yeah. Her father was a lawyer who had a law partnership with Grover Cleveland. Folsom and Cleveland first met when she was still a baby. He was a regular presence in her childhood and even bought her her first baby carriage.
Is that right?
That's right.
Is that right? He bought his wife her first baby carriage. Okay.
Knew her when she was an infant, yes.
All right.
When her father died in 1875, Grover became the executive of her father's estate.
Oh.
He took care of Oscar's outstanding financial debts and provided for the well-being of Frances and her mother. She was educated at Wells College, and Cleveland, who became governor of New York at that time, maintained correspondence with her while she was there. Then after graduating, they got married while he was the incumbent president.
Well, how about that?
So the wedding of Grover Cleveland and Frances Folsom took place in the Blue Room of the White House on June 2nd, 1886. The president wished for a quiet wedding, so only 31 guests were invited, and the press was explicitly denied entry. Hundreds of well-wishers gathered outside of the White House to celebrate. Yeah. Frances Cleveland was the first presidential spouse to marry in the White House.
Oh, okay.
Because they got married at the White House first time.
In the Blue.
And she was the youngest presidential spouse in American history.
And?
She was just 21 years old.
21.
And her groom was 49.
49.
Yeah.
20, wow.
And he knew, again.
Hello, he knew her.
He knew her as a baby and bought her her first baby carriage.
Baby.
Nothing weird about that.
No.
It's a different time. It was a different time, right?
Yeah.
Maybe that was not that weird back then. I don't know.
Frances
Cleveland was immediately popular as First Lady, attracting unprecedented publicity. They drew enough attention that the Clevelands chose not to use the living quarters of the White House.
Oh, really?
Instead, they moved to a private residence to escape from the public and the media.
Is that right?
Cleveland maintained an openness with the public that was not shared by her husband or her predecessor. To accommodate all who wished to visit the White House, she hosted many social events on Saturdays to ensure that they didn't conflict with the schedules of working women.
Oh, well, that's nice
Again,
of her.
Again, totally different time that they just, anyone could just come and check out the White House.
I was just thinking that as well. Just come on in.
Come on in.
You had didn't they do it where if you had a question for the president, you could just walk in at some point?
Yeah.
That's wild.
I know. It's crazy. Cleveland's tenure as First Lady ended after her husband lost his reelection campaign, but she correctly predicted to the staff that they would return the following term.
Mm.
The Clevelands left the White House and moved to Madison Avenue in New York City.
Oh.
Despite no longer being the First Lady, Cleveland remained in the public spotlight. In between her tenures, Cleveland took on charity work and grew more involved in New York social life.
Ooh.
Frances received further attention when she became a mother with the birth of Ruth Cleveland in 1891.
Okay.
She was popularly known as Baby Ruth.
Baby Ruth.
Became the namesake of the Baby Ruth candy bar.
Oh, the candy bar is named after
her. That's right. Ruth Cleveland.
That's interesting.
With his unprecedented reelection, the First Lady returned to the White House in 1893 as if she had been gone but a day.
Oh, yeah.
Fit right back in.
I'm back.
Though the political storms of through the political storms of this term, she always kept her place in public favor.
Oh.
Cleveland had two more daughters as First Lady, Esther in 1893 and Marion in 1895.
There were no candy bars named after
her. There were not.
Then.
But she gave birth to Esther in the White House, making her the only First Lady to give birth in the presidential residence.
Holy cow.
And so her time during her second term was split between her responsibilities as First Lady and those as a mother.
Mm.
After leaving the White House for the second time,
the
Clevelands bought a house in Princeton, New Jersey. They had two more children over the following years, and she was at her husband's side when he died at their home in 1908.
Oh.
She eventually remarried a professor of archaeology and remained a figure of note in the Princeton community until she died at the age of 83 in 1947. Cleveland's reputation influenced the role of First Lady for generations after her tenure. Contemporaries rank her among the greatest of First Ladies.
The greatest?
Yeah,
Frances Cleveland.
Yeah.
From Buffalo.
From Buffalo.
All right. You picked out a record to go along with the Frances Cleveland, did you, Sarah?
Yeah, well, since Baby Ruth was her daughter, we're going to play A Rose and a Baby Ruth by George Hamilton IV.
Okay, we'll do it, Sarah. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Legends 1027, George Hamilton IV, and a rose and a baby Ruth. Sarah, do you remind us, why did we just play that slow record?
Well, because we were talking about Frances Cleveland, who is our first lady, married to Grover Cleveland.
Yes.
And baby Ruth was her daughter.
And the candy bar.
And the candy bar was named after her.
After her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. Let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. Are you ready?
Ready.
Ready, go.
All right. At 21, Frances Cleveland was the youngest first lady in history.
She is the only first lady to have served in two non-consecutive terms.
And she was the first presidential spouse to get married in the White House.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. So when did the Baby Ruth candy bar come out? Was it like, was it concurrent with her being a child?
No, I think it was like much later.
Much later.
I think it was like 30 years later or something like that.
3 years?
30.
Oh, 30 years later. But she was still alive.
I don't know. She might not have been.
Oh, really? Would she?
I think she might have died young.
Oh, did she really?
I think.
Oh, geez.
I don't know.
All right. I'm sorry. That's terrible. Folks want to learn more about Frances Cleveland. Sarah, where do they go? What do they do?
Well, you can go to my Wiki blog. If you go to legends1027.com, on the homepage, there's a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
We just got a text, by the way. Lucy texted us, said she thought the Baby Ruth candy bar was named after baseball player Babe Ruth. Turns out Wikipedia says
Ruth Cleveland, Ruth, as it turns out.
Yes, the much more famous Ruth Cleveland.
Ruth Cleveland.
Mm-hmm. All right. thank you for coming in today, Sarah. We get to complete the set tomorrow with our fifth and final first lady of the theme week this week. Thank you so much for coming in. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Traffic and weather. We will consult both of those with the experts, Ed Smith and Josh Nichols, coming up here in just a few minutes. Hey, good news. Pink Rose Home Service, they love those jobs around the house that you hate. And I know you hate them because they've been on a to-do list for years. Call our friends at Pink Rose Home Service with its plumbing, electrical, carpentry, whatever it is, any combination of all of those. Call Pink Rose. Let them know you're a Legends listener.